have one issue before us, and that will be a public hearing on Senate Resolution Number 5, establishing a Senate Special Committee on Senior Citizens and Pioneers, and I will declare the public hearing open. Staff did notify a number of the senior citizen groups just to tell them about the establishment of the committee. Everybody was pleased about that. We told them it was not necessary really to testify at this time, but that there would be a consideration of bills being referred and interim work and other work being done on senior citizen issues. And I think everybody was generally happy at that. Do I have anyone here in the audience that was here to speak on this issue? There was no one there. Senator Petula, would you like to make any statements for the record?
We're not on telecom.
Excellent. For the next session.
It's just that, you know, Claude Pepper nationally brought to the attention more than any single individual. Nobody does it all alone. The problems of seniors in America and their desire to continue to participate in a meaningful manner in making contributions, but also some of them have unique needs that occur with the geriatric period. And I've thought about it for quite a while, and the Senate particularly has been, and I believe the House has been of some assistance too over many years, but the Senate particularly has been concerned about many issues that affect extensively the senior programs. And now with this time of suggested reductions and so on in all programs, I think we need a strong voice for senior issues, and we need to know what they are. And there may be some that us collectively don't know, but that if a committee gathers the facts and brings it to our attention, we can respond to. And it's pretty simplistic in its goals. They're to represent senior interests, and senior interests are the interests of all citizens on one hand. On the other hand, they have some unique problems that accompany one with being in the elderly group. And I thought it was time that we bring to the forefront, and I know the presiding officer and yourself share this vision, an opportunity for seniors to say what the problems are and what their suggested solutions may be, and then to bring those to the legislature. And it's something of fact-finding, but it can write legislation for presentation to rules. And I think we can make it something of value, and something that supports senior issues, and we can work together to do so in an organized way. And that's the reason why I think we ought to do this.
Well, thank you, Senator. Are you happy with the wording, too, that's been proposed?
I haven't seen amendments, but I'm happy with the way it's written.
Fine. Thank you. Any comments, Senator Kelly? If there's no one to be heard, I would close the public hearing and would entertain a motion for moving the bill and countering the chair's decision.
I so move.
All right. We have a motion. Would you?
I move that Senate Resolution 5 be approved countering at the chair's discretion.
Unanimous consent?
I ask unanimous consent.
Any objection? Hearing none? So ordered. Rules Committee is adjourned.
I know who you want on it. We'll appoint it Monday, Jay.
Okay, thank you.
And that will...